Paul, what can you tell us today about Matthew Perreault?
So he's getting looked at today. So probably by tonight, maybe I'll have an answer for you.
Will Logan Shaw go in tonight?
Haven't talked to all the guys on the lineup yet.
How do you approach today with your group after doing so many good things last night but not winning?
Oh, this is a really important day for us. For that reason, the things that you need to progress at, you want to learn at, that you want to become, is that game. That's the game that you want to try to play as consistently as you can, and it's hard to do that. Right? It takes sometimes years to get it ingrained in a player that's the level that the National Hockey League demands, and it is absolutely the level this time of year and going forward into the playoffs. Man, that's the game that's played. In any easy offense, all the checks get finished. When you get into the playoffs, those checks that get finished last night don't result in a fight, right? Maybe in the first game or maybe in a message game, but not in the playoffs. You take those hits, but right now in the regular season, you're still competing for each other in a slightly different way, but that's right. So what's important today is that we see it, that we look at the things that were right, and I'm not talking about the little plays or the almost or the posts or, hey, keep the faith, but if you get 70 shot attempts-ish in a game, and that's, you know, sub out the special teams, 5-on-5, you're 1-0 against a real good defensive team that can score goals, your game's right. So it's about modeling that now.
Defense looked more aggressive last night. And is that a product of the rest that they got, or is that?
Well, both. Like, yeah. Our whole group had way more in the tank than we did in the last week before the break, but your defense is aggressive and it looks good, or aggressive and it looks terrible 9 times out of 10 by what the forwards do for them. And our forwards were in the same manner. If we didn't have the puck, the gap was hard. They were hard pursuit back up the ice that allowed your defense to gap. So if your defense, and there wouldn't be a team in the league playing a soft gap game or a game where they're giving an awful lot of ice, you just can't survive in this league doing that. So that's the idea, to play that hard gap game is so much based on what your forwards allow the defense to do.
That game might have been one of your best analytical games, all that stuff last night, and yet there's still a loss. How much do you have to ward off discouragement, if any? Just based on how well you guys played and still weren't.
So that's what that is absolutely what today is, right? When that lagging indicator, I've liked the effort in the last three. I thought, you know, back-to-back maybe in Columbus it looks slightly different, but for me it was the same as the Carolina game, and then we're rested, so we get it really right on. Because the truth is, if you win that game and you trade chances with the team and you get a little luckier than they are, that has nothing to do with you moving forward, except you get to feel a little better after the game. We talk about our skill. But that game last night is the game that's played to win. Right. If you can't play that game, if you're not willing to get in that front and play in the hard areas, you're never going to win anything. Now, you might have a bunch of guys that score a lot of goals, and I say, oh, boy, you got a lot of skill and you got a lot of talent, but you're not winning. But that game, we have a chance. So that's the message. And it's a really, really important message. It's not just a short-term message. It's the bigger picture message, too. This is where we got to get to on a nightly basis, and it's really hard to get to that. So it happens that St. Louis is coming to town. So there's lots of things that changed for them last year. But if you take a look at our series with them, 4 games in the front half of the year and 6 games in the playoff, that for me is what changed with their team. Right? They got a hell of a lot harder on all pucks.
Where do things stand with Nathan Beaulieu, Paul?
He's right there. You know, he was, as expected, sore after the heavy. We had a fairly heavy practice before yesterday's game, so he's a little bit, but he's right there. He won't go tonight, but he'll get now 3 days, and 2 of them will be full-on work days with the group, and then we'll look for him for Nashville.
Okay. If Shaw's not in, would you consider 7D tonight, or would there be a
I would not consider 7D on back-to-back. I just haven't talked. I just never tell anybody who's in or until I talk to him. So I wanted to wait on another guy. Give me an answer. You guys are too early in the morning for that. Answer that question. Game time decision.
So you don't have any extra forwards.
Oh, you're playing, Weber.
I'm ready. I'm ready to answer.
I know.
What did you see from Harkins in the bump after Perreault left the game?
I thought his game got better than the first part of it. And there's not enough minutes to make a full assessment. He was fine there.
You had Alex Steen as a young player.
Yeah.
And you've seen him a lot over the years in other jerseys, or St. Louis. He's hitting 1,000. accomplishment, and obviously in this city there's some added excitement. What do you remember about him as a young player and from an outsider's perspective, his development?
So it's Alex Steen Day then, because everything that we just talked about in the first half of me being here today is Alex Steen. You guys will do the numbers, but I think at 18 or 19 as a rookie, did he not? Played with Matt Sundin quite a bit. So that's a year before we come in. I come into that, and I think he led the team in even strength minutes, I think. And he a very skilled, I don't necessarily perimeter guy, but he figured out how hard you got to play on a nightly basis to be a great player. So he was a skilled player and a smart player, right? One from the time he came in the league. But he would be like, and it's not a European thing, he would be like all those young, skilled guys that come in. They either figure it out. If they don't, he's a skilled enough guy that he was going to score a bunch of goals and he was going to have a real nice career. But he figured that out 4 or 5 years in about how hard you got to battle on every shift and became a different kind of player. Right? He could play in all situations because he had the hands and he had the hockey sense to be an offensive player for sure. And then he became a guy that could kill penalties for you and shut a line down. So there's a guy that worked his butt off to become, I don't want to say a different player, but a whole player, a complete great player, and that's what his career, when you talk about him at the end of the career, it's going to be that he was able to do all things. He blocked shots, he'd get into fights, he was an agitator, he was a grinder with real good hands and real good offensive skill. He's had a wonderful, wonderful career. But he worked at it, right? Like, that wasn't just, hey, he floated to the rink. He put the time in to become that man. Certainly the guys that you enjoyed having, that you thought, the guys who put stuff into the game to be great, you're always cheering for those guys. It's a version of the Brind'Amour effect. Like, you put that much into the game, it's right that you get that chance at the end, right? He wasn't and it didn't necessarily come at his peak minute season. It came later in his career. You know, you feel like he earned it. You know, he had enough ice bags on his body by the end that it's good that he got it. It's right.